Shalom, this is Rabbi Eli Rothberger from Yisrael Passaic Clifton. We are continuing our Daf HaShavua Insights to the Daf series. Today's shiur is on Masechta Sukkah Daf Mem, and the topic is Shmita Lulavim, sweeping the Kedusha away. Our Gemara continues the discussion about what to do about the mitzvah of Dalet Minim, especially the Esrog, during both Shmita and the year following Shmita when they retain Kedusha Shvius. In addressing the concerns about the Esrog, the Mishnah seems to ignore the Lulav. The Gemara explains that the case that we are dealing with is one where the Esrog has Kedusha Shvius, while the Lulav does not. In other words, the Lulav is considered in the sixth year, while the Esrog is in the seventh year. Without getting into the technicalities of how this can be, the Gemara on the top of Mem Amud Aleph addresses this, the Gemara asks the following question, and says, Taima de Lulav bas Shishis hanichnas l'shviyasu. The reason we have no issue with the Kedusha Shvius by the Lulav is that we're dealing with a Lulav that did not grow during Shemitah. Had Shvius Kadosh, otherwise there would be Kedusha Shvius. And the Gemara asks, Amai, why is this the case? Eitzim ba'almahu, a Lulav is just merely a branch, it's a piece of wood. The Eitzim mean bahem bishum Kedusha Shvius, and branches do not retain Kedusha Shvius, they do not have, or not retain, they don't attain Kedusha Shvius. Because in other words, you have to attain something in order to retain something. Good. English lesson. Tisani, as it was taught in the Brisa. Ali Kodiv Ali Gefardim. If you have reed leaves and vine leaves, Shagibivon Lechuba Penea Sata, that one piled for storage upon a field. So we say the following. Liktan Lachila, if you gather them for eating. Yesh Bahem Yishum Kedusha Shvias. They're subject to Kedusha Shvias. Liktan la'etzim, if you gather them for wood, ein bahem mishum kedusha shvius. What do we see? Apparently wood or any other non-food product is not subject to kedusha shvius. So we see the Gemara answers this question with the idea that we have to make a distinction between wood that's used for burning and regular branches. So what do we mean? We have just gone and shown that a lulav should not have kedusha shvius. So the Gemara is going to say, right, as we just said before, let me just repeat that. We have to make a distinction between branches that are used for burning and for other purposes. As we say, shiny hasam, lulav is different to the Amar Kras. The Pasuk says, lachem liochlo. When discussing Shemitah, it says, v'hayisa shabbas ha'aretz lachem liochlo. The produce of the land is going to be yours for eating. And we say, lachem domia de la'ochlo. It's yours in a way that is similar to food, meaning, Misha naso uvi uro shave, that the benefit and the consumption have to coincide. What do I mean? What is like this? When we go ahead, we usually refer to the word achal as eating. But the truth is the word achal also means consumption. What do I mean by consumption? Destruction. The food or the item is totally destroyed. Because again, when you eat it, the item is gone. The item isn't coming back. So what we're talking about over here is that we're saying that the hanah from the peir of shvius has to take place at the same time when it's consumed. When we're dealing with food, the benefit you get is from the eating. And while you're eating it, the food is being destroyed. When it comes to regular wood, we're saying the benefit comes after the destruction. We're going to see how that works. Lulav, though, the benefit and the destruction are going to be at the same time. And how does it so? So if you look at Rashi is going to explain. Rashi Dibur Amaskel Shehanaso B'yuro Shav, it says, Kolomer Shehanaso B'yuro Shemispar Min Olam Boim Ke'echad, that Hana and its consumption from the world come at the same time. Kigon, for example, Sicha, it's like oil and it's rubbed into skin. Shesiyah, it's drank. Hadlaka Saner, if it's oil when it's burned. Umehachtra Shenam Yalfinan She'in Shvius Noeg Ela B'pri Ha'omi lehanos halalu. It's only something that's like it to get benefit in this case. So why can't we have atzei hasaka, you know, firewood? So the Gemara, so Rashi continues, yatzei atzei hasaka she'nasan achar bi'uran, which means, mishenasu gicholim, when they became coals, then we say ofen bahem. Then you could bake with them. Aval, but lulav, when it comes to lulav, Iker hana asol l'chabe de sabayis v'hu shas biuro v'kilkulo. The main hana that you get from a palm branch is you're not going to be making charcoal out of palm fronds. What you're going to do is you can use it as a broom. So look at this. Regular wood turns into charcoal. At that point, the wood has kind of been destroyed. But the hana that we're getting is not going to happen until you actually cook with that charcoal. With the lulav, the destruction of the lulav or the consumption of the lulav occurs when you use it into a broom. How do you make something into a broom? You actually sweep with it. That's how you make it into a broom. It's not really a broom until you actually sweep with it. By sweeping with it, you've already gone ahead and kind of destroyed the lulav. So that's the case. If that's the case, we see that lulav, in fact, is like a pre. It's like a fruit in that sense. And because of that, it would be subject to Kedusha Shvi'is, unlike regular branches, which it wouldn't be. And that's why we had to come up with a case that we're dealing with from the 6th year as opposed to the 7th year. So now it comes out from Rashi that the reason why lulav would be subject to Kedusha Shvi'is is because it also has hana aso biur shaveh. Namely, the lulav is primarily used as a broom. Using a branch to sweep a floor clearly ruins the branch. This thereby qualifies the lulav as having hana aso biur shaveh, while giving it a din of kedusha shvius. And the ramification of having kedusha shvius, Rashi tells us, is nafkamina shel lulav shvius kedusha shvius noig behu. You can't sell them and use their money to buy something else because, as the Torah says, so that's what you have. Fine. So now the question was brought up by Poskim about what about today? Rashi meant clearly that the reason why a lulav is subject to Kedusha Shvi'is is because Hana Aso Biruah Shaveh. And what do? They make it into a broom. Lamaisa today, the minhag olam is not to use branches from a palm tree for sweeping floors. Rather, we use brooms that are made up of other materials, as quoted by the highly reputable scholarly Talmudic work known as Wikipedia. In defining what a broom is, Wikipedia says the following. So, Zokter Wikipedia, a broom is a cleansing tool consisting of usually stiff fibers, often made of materials such as plastic, hair, or corn husks, that are attached to and roughly parallel to a cylindrical handle, the broomstick. It is thus a variety of brush with a long handle. It's commonly used in combination with a dustpan. Lemaisa, Wikipedia did not say anything about using a lulav as a broom. And today, that's not what we do. Nobody really uses lulav as a broom. So, would we still say that by a lulav, it's hana'aso ubiyuro shave, giving it a kedusha shvius? So they say, for Mishnah Yosef, brings down an answer to this question. But of course, he's going to do the Jewish thing, and he's going to answer a question with a question. And what he's going to be doing is he's going to be applying a different case to our case, and the case that he's talking about are orange peels. Do they have Kedusha Shvius or not? So what's the Shaila? They're not really considered to be human food. They could also be eaten by animals. The issue is most of the time that they're thrown away, and they're not even eaten by animals. The question is that compelling enough of a reason to give them Kedusha Shvius? For things that are normally eaten by animals are subject to Kedusha Shvius until they can no longer be eaten by animals. Here you have something that possible that sometimes is, but most of the time isn't. So Rav Ozner in the Shevet Alevi rules the Chumrah and says since they can be eaten by a behemoth and are sometimes fed to behemoths, so therefore we have to treat them with Kedusha Shvius until they disintegrate. The Chazon Ish learns the other way and says that in these cases we follow the rules. Since most of the time they're not given to animals, we don't have to follow this their timetable and could discard the peels long before they become undesirable for animals to eat. But Mishnah Yosef says this is the same exact Shaya that we have over here. The lulav can be used as a broom, but normally isn't. The Shevet Alevi, following what he was said earlier, would, according to the Mishnah Yosef, treat the lulav of Kedusha Shvius, since there are some that use it as a broom. While the Chazon Ish would follow the robe and say, we don't. Or Shlomo Zalman ever disagrees with this idea. In the Mincha Shlomo, he writes that this chumrah that the Shevet Alevi brings down only exists by food. In other words, something that's a shem ochel. Look at the case. The case that we're bringing down are orange peels. You're going to tell me that orange peels, it's Michael Behema at best and not really Michael Adam. So Rav Shlomo Zalman says that a shem Michael Behema in our case this counts as a shem ochel for Kedusha Shvius. The Eitzim, however, The Eitzim, however, have no Shem Meichel at all. So the fact that a person can use it as a broom is going to be inconsequential. And therefore, since again, the idea about following the majority, or even the minority, of the usage, that's only going to apply by food. Since we're not dealing with the food, it's not going to be an issue. And the Minchas Shlomo brings two proofs to his point that even the Shevet Levi would agree to his idea. One, in theory, any branch could be used as a cane or support for something else. And yet, we don't see that distinction being made, giving all wood Kedusha Shvius. Second, let's look at Hadassim. Hadassim also don't have Kedusha Shvius these days. Why is that? So Yechiel Michal Tukachinsky writes that since most of them are planted and picked for the mitzvah, not for the fragrance, so we're not going to be worried about the fact that sometimes we use it for the fragrance. Same thing with the lulav. A lulav, most people are not going to be using it for a broom, so therefore we're going to be just, you know, using it for a mitzvah, therefore it's not going to have the kedusha shvius. So the truth of the matter is, you can stop for a second and say, well, isn't that the case with an esrog also? I mean, after all, yes, we do have esrog growers and esrog orchards and stuff like that, but primarily, the reason why these farmers are growing esrogim is not for the citron market out there to make citron-flavored vodka or citron-flavored cakes or desserts. The real reason why you're doing this is because you want to sell esrogim for sukkahs. But yet, nonetheless, we can make a chiluk. And the chiluk is that if you look in the Torah, this is what Tukhanchitsky says, if you look in the Torah refers to esrog as a pri, and the Torah refers to lulav or hadassim as hadassim is an eitz. Anaf eitz avos. So one's a pri, one's an eitz. A pri, no matter what it's planted for, is going to have kedusha shvius. Something which isn't enough, it has to be for a purpose other than a mitzvah, since it's for a purpose, other than since the hadassim, most of the hadassim are planted and are sold for the mitzvah, not for the smelling, so therefore it wouldn't be subject to kedusha shvius. And now, since if you're not going to give kedusha shvius to hadassim, which are more compelling of a reason, certainly we're not going to give kedusha shvius to lulav, and that's basically how poskim learn today, that the esrogim have kedusha shvius, but the lulav does not have kedusha shvius and can be disposed or burned of after Yom Tov like we normally do. Have a wonderful week.